And we can talk more about this because I'm happy to have somebody explain it to me. This is the reason why Purdy hasn't started moving around in the pocket, according to the 650. We need to stop running so much spread slash shotgun on early downs when you're single. Oh, boy. The ball out of play action under. Why do people want him to run less shotgun is what I'll ask.
Not me. I love it.
When you're single, when you're single short, back yeah. offset, I formations are working so well in our run game. We are awful running the ball when Brock isn't under center, and we need to start throwing the ball out of play action from under center as well to keep the defensive line from pinning their ears back and rush Purdy. This will help open up him moving around and possibly even running for first downs. I feel like Shanahan is so stubborn with his first 25 plays, and he doesn't pivot out of the area. It's frustrating. Okay, so he wants less shotgun.
And we love the interaction, but he's second-guessing one of the best to do it right now in regard to play calling. I'm not saying he's not wrong, but I'll just tell you this, Donnie, and I'm talking to the whole NFL and all 32 coaches. I am so sick and tired of third and fourth one, fourth and one, teams lined up in shotgun. Dog, come on. Go back to the old school, and they're not getting it. That kills me.
I mean, if a team is known for running, I guess my question would be, why wouldn't you run a lot of play action
Boomer
to set
Tyson,
up the pass?
Joe Montana.
I mean, I'm sure there are great reasons, and I'm all ears waiting to hear.
And 888, go ahead.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. I didn't say it. I didn't even think it. But I've heard it, people saying Brock maybe looked a little like Jimmy Garoppolo last week. I don't know if I'd go that far, but I do feel like we haven't seen him as evasive as he has in the years past. Maybe, you know,
that's
what?
Funny you bringing that to me because I hadn't noticed it until you said it.
Well, maybe it's as simple as that's something he's working on. He's just stay in the pocket. Maybe Kyle's asking him to do that. I don't know. It feels like the eye test tells me that last year he scrambled and he made plays and he turned plays that didn't look great into plays that got positive yardage. And it just feels a little like he's not doing as much of that this year.
He's got three runs, Tony, for 23 yards. That's over 7 yards a pop. I know it's not by design, but I know two of those came against the Jets where he got a couple first downs, some negated by Holden. But I'll watch that moving forward. But I guess, Tony, if he's not a Lamar Jackson, you mentioned, the GOAT right now who does it the best when he runs out of necessity, and that's Patrick Mahomes. But hopefully, Steiner, you dial up a play to where you're going to get top-tier blocking, and you sit back there and make the throw.
Yeah, I'm talking about – I'm not even talking about –
6 sacks last week.
I'm talking about a guy who gets flushed out of the pocket, runs to his right, runs further to his right, and then throws the ball.
Wow. And I'll say this to you about Jimmy, my last Jimmy point. I don't know if you remember the game, Steiner. It was the first series, third down, third and seven. He threw it to Debo, who had two dudes on him. He was draped. And the linebacker, just like he was playing ping pong, tapped the ball down with the left hand. And I'm like, ooh, that was a no-no throw to me. So, I don't know if he was pressing, but we'll be watching. And Steiner, this team is 1-1. So I know as battered as the Rams are, they got to go up to Levi South and handle business.
Lamont is in Oakland, wants to talk about Purdy in the pocket. What's up, Lamont? How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How you guys doing this morning?
Hey. Doing well.
So one of the things that I noticed about Purdy that's important is that the only reason they beat Detroit in the NFC Championship is because he left that pocket and he ran for some big plays and got some first downs. That is essential. And that is a differentiation between him and Jimmy G, as we were just talking about Jimmy, right? Like a minute ago. He can leave the pocket. He has to leave the pocket to make those plays. Because the other thing, he's short. So if he stays in the pocket too long, that pocket can collapse. And we kind of saw it in the Super Bowl with Chris Jones and the height and the kind of being able to kind of disrupt. I mean, Chris Jones is kind of unblocked. But at the end of the day, that height can disturb you. It can disrupt you when you're a shorter quarterback, right? And so I think that he's trying to stay in the pocket, but the reality is his strength is leaving the pocket, whether it's to leave it to throw it, like you said earlier, or leaving it. Like, he made huge plays in the NFC Championship game. Without his feet, they don't beat Detroit. It was a couple third downs where he says he tucked it and he ran for the first downs, and it made Detroit second guess everything when he dropped back, because now they got to think about what he's going to do. And so that's my point as far as Brock. He has to get out of the pocket, because that's an element of his game that other quarterbacks don't have. And I think we see it with Lamar Jackson, too. Lamar will stay in there because people say he can't stay in the pocket. Man, get out of the pocket and use your legs, because that's what you've been blessed with. And I think Purdy's not Lamar, obviously. Yeah. Purdy's not Lamar, but he has an ability to move, and we saw it work to get them to the Super Bowl, so I don't think they need to start abandoning that. And the thing that we're talking about with Ayuk, and you know, whether he's going to be able to do better next game, I think the problem with Ayuk is that the defense sees that it's not McCaffrey back there. And so they're not responding the same way as if McCaffrey was in that backfield. And so now he's not getting as much separation, because the DBs are like, hey, if they're going to give it to the other guy, that's fine. But we're not going to respond as much to not seeing McCaffrey in that backfield. So I think Ayuk is probably having a little trouble getting as much separation, because the defense isn't responding to the running back that's back there right now as they would with McCaffrey. You know what I mean?
Yeah, makes sense.
Good call.
That makes sense.
And another rat on the table about his points, Donnie. If this continues in regard, do you remember that first series early on? They turn over on downs. The ball got batted. Some linemen will stop and play volleyball. They won't even rush. If they feel like they can bat your ball, they'll stand there with those long-ass arms and try to bat that thing down. But one of those series turnovers on downs resulted in a batted ball.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. The other thing may be that the line just hasn't... I mean, he got sacked six times.
Yes, he did.
Maybe the pocket's collapsing to such a point where he can't get out of the middle of the field. He just can't.
They look good against the Jets, but anytime you give up six sacks, Donnie, that is not good. And I'm sure the Rams, who they got available for them, are going to try to, you know, continue that. But Austin and San Jose, Donnie, and this is our guy. Why is Guru still dogging Jimmy? Man, do your homework, Austin. I gave the dude a B-plus for his tenure here in San Francisco, so miss me.
T-Baby in San Francisco.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's going on, man?
Hey, good to hear from you this year. My first time calling this year.
Yes, appreciate
it. Hey, look, there's a real issue with us having revolving chairs with the defensive coach. And every time we get a good one, they're head coach on another team. Is there any way we could have a 3-year option to keep or get rid of a defensive coach? Our choice. I mean, a contract. You can't leave for 3 years, but if we want to get rid of you, we can do that.
Well, new rule. He got it.
That's any player in the NFL, too. I mean, it's kind of an unwritten rule in the NFL, and I think in pro sports in general, that if you have an assistant coach that other teams want to elevate to be their head coach, you don't stand in the way of that.
No doubt.
But he's right. The 49ers have had a lot of turnover in terms of defensive coordinators, and I'm hearing a lot of talk about how the defense maybe needs to be better.
Well, we know Ward didn't like his role last week. He said as much.
They're giving up 21 points a game in two games, 23 to the Vikings, 19 to the New York Jets.
67% on third downs.
That's the part that's killing them. Yep. They're not able to get the other team off the field.
Man, in Minnesota, they had them down six, couldn't get them off, converted three. Third downs.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, you got a game this week against the Rams. Doesn't feel like a normal game against the Rams. It must be because of how banged up the Rams are.
We think that's
but
it.
It's a game that the 49ers obviously have to have, but they're going to go into it undermanned. And my question to 49er fans is, admit it if you are, or just acknowledge it. You're looking a little more forward to this game to get a little different kind of read on on Brock Purdy. Mm. I know I am. It's not dissimilar from a basketball team that loses its two leading scores,
yeah,
and you need the third score to step up and have a big game, not to mention the fourth and fifth scores. And I'm interested to see how the 49ers play, and I'm always a big pecking order guy. Who carries the ball the most? Who gets the most touches? What you're really trying to establish on offense? And I'm interested to see the pecking order. Who's gonna lead the 49ers in touches? It's gotta be Jordan Mason, right?
You would think, but I'm wondering if Kyle wants to spell Mason, because we haven't seen it yet, because Debo was the guy that got the carries after that. 8 carries in the backfield week one against the Jets, but just 2 last week. Who's the backup to the backup? Or are you just going to go back to week one with Jordan Mason and run him into the ground and, you know, because he can handle it with 28 totes. So I'm curious to see that aspect. And I just want to tell Niner fan, not that I'm getting or I'm hearing or feeling a lot of confidence from a lot of Niner fans, Donnie, but it's like, man, so you're telling me you're going up here, McVay, Kyle, that's awesome in itself, but this will be the first game with no Debo and no McCaffrey. Can you really come to town big-headed or feeling like we could take advantage of the Rams' injuries when you got a rash of them your own?
I mean,
look at the NFL. I didn't see the Saints doing what they did to Dallas. I didn't see who beat Detroit. Went to Tampa Bay? Went to Detroit, knocked them off? So, any given Sunday.
980. People are looking at the wrong thing for this game. It's not a referendum on Brock, but more, it's on the O-line and the rest of the wide receivers. Brock just threw 2 games in 8th, and he's 8th in the league, and we can all say he hasn't been his best, but Brock isn't the issue. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And I'm not saying he's the issue. We just talked about the defense. I mean, that's man, your boy needs some help, Stoney.
Yeah. And you know who else needs help? Brock Purdy from his $30 million wide receiver. And this is the game.
Brandon.
This is the game. I'm definitely counting on seeing more from IU.
No doubt. And everybody is. You are right. And we'll see how it plays out. But, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. If you watch the 49ers the last 2 or 3 years with Brock Purdy as the quarterback, has he looked different in these first 2 games than he has, let's say, last season and the season before? And if he doesn't look the same, is that on him or is it on what has been around him so far? I made the observation, and it's not my own, or I'm not the only one, but it just doesn't feel like he's making the defenses fear his ability to run. And to me, it's not about running. It's about the threat of running. And I've always felt watching Brock Purdy the first year and a half that he always found a way to weasel out of trouble. Remember, I called him like a mouse in a kitchen where you think you have him and then he runs under the fridge.
I did the skedaddle.
And I thought he was great at that. Great at making the determination of when he can run to the flag and get a first down, of when he's running to extend a play and then throwing on the move, and then picking the right spots to stay in the pocket. I don't know. Maybe Kyle Shanahan wants him a little more in the pocket. Maybe that's something Brock Purdy is working on.
Or he doesn't have a security blanket of Christian McCaffrey's time.
Yeah.
And in his mind, he feels like, you know, he's not utilizing that aspect or component of his game because McCaffrey's not out there drawing so much attention. But watching these games, I will say this, and somebody brought it up on the YouTube chat, Stoney. We talked about Tua and sliding. I'm not bringing it up for concussions, but give me a better slide from Brock. So when you go do that, you stay out of harm's way. He's thick, too. He'll take a hit.
This from the 707, our receiving core is overrated from a route running and catching perspective. They are system receivers, but for Debo.
Well, I don't know what to do, and if that's derogatory, Stoney, a system quarterback, but just dial up Brandon Ayuk's route in the Super Bowl where he dropped him at the line of scrimmage, but the old line couldn't hold up the block, so the ball couldn't get delivered. I think that's one of Ayuk's best attributes, not Debo's, getting off at the line.